This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
Authentic, real English.
From the BBC.
大家好，欢迎收听 BBC 英语教学的地道英语节目。我是冯菲菲。
And I'm Roy. Hey, Fei Fei, do you fancy doing some karaoke tonight with me and Rob?
No, I do not. The last time we went out with Rob, you two managed to upset everyone. Everyone left. He is tone deaf.
His singing is not that bad. His mum says he's got a lovely voice.
虽然 tone deaf 可以形容听不准音调、唱歌时五音不全的人，但现在它更多的用来形容听不进去别人的声音、对他人的反馈充耳不闻的人。
Ah, so you mean that fact that Rob said that he prefers cats during the annual dog welfare meeting? Yeah, that was a bit off.
He always says the wrong things at the wrong time. He really is tone deaf. Let's listen to these examples.
People who say they've enjoyed lockdown can sound a bit tone deaf. So many people have lost their jobs.We've all been working so hard. The boss seemed tone deaf when he rejected our pay rise. I can't believe Sarah said she doesn't believe in global warming to those activists. She's tone deaf.
This is BBC 英语教学的地道英语节目。我们正在介绍 tone deaf 这个表达的现代用法。它既可以描述一个人五音不全，也可以形容某人听不进去他人的声音，对他人的感受、反馈或状况不敏感，充耳不闻。
Yes, it's an interesting development of the meaning. So, deaf refers to someone who can't hear, while tone deaf describes someone who can't hear different tones or sounds.
Yes, that's right. And the new meaning is for someone who says the wrong thing at the wrong time. Like Rob.
Yes.It sometimes gets used to refer to authority figures who say something that seems to be out of touch with a certain situation.
That's right. And Roy, please don't sing tonight. You really are tone deaf when it comes to singing. Your singing makes dogs bark.
Yeah, maybe that's for the best. But then I think the dogs just want to be in the same band as me. I could create a new band called Roy and the Dogs.
I can't believe you just said that. I just formed a band called Fei Fei and the Cats. Your comment was tone deaf. Bye, Roy.
Bye.
Authentic, real English.
From BBC Learning English.